have persisted as networks have become preeminent. Nevertheless, as each successive invention inevitably changes the landscape of the margin, the factors that have defined the last several decades have set off an earthquake. As Robin Dunbar's studies indicated, there's a trade-off to be had when we invest social capital. Time spent on one set of relationships is time that cannot be spent on another. And so it's not that townships and networks don't coexist, or that one has ever entirely eclipsed the other, but we've hit a tipping point, and the foundational building block that governed American life through the whole of our independence has been replaced with something else. The change hasn't been good or bad, per se. There are advantages and drawbacks to both ways of organizing society. Maybe more important, the benefits offered by each, the warmth and familiarity bred in townships, and, alternatively, the speed and efficiency born in networks, make different sorts of demands on a society's support systems and institutions. Townships are good at some things and lousy at others, as is also true of networks. As we'll see next, the broad sense that America is adrift, that rhythms of life that buoyed our rise on the global stage have begun to decay, are not driven by some overarching truth about the end of the American century. At root, they're born of the fact that institutions geared for a townshiped era are now operating in a networked age. The systems we now depend on to drive economic growth, steer the ship of state, and support those in need were all designed to work in conjunction with a society structured like the colonial villages, frontier towns, urban neighborhoods, and vibrant suburbs of the early post-war period. Now that we've broken free of that structure, we're finding that yesterday's institutions aren't equipped to keep up.
WREV FM Burlington. This is James with Radio Lyceum. It is 10 o'clock, which means it is the end of the show. We had to cut it off Banishing Neighbor a little bit early, but covering the main points that I kind of want to cover. This is a rebroadcast from May. The commentary is all new. So I haven't had time to put together a new show for you, so I just kind of had to look over my notes and rebroadcast the show. So hope you did enjoy. A little bit less tired than I have been for the past few weeks. So we're going to let DJ and Ted take over the studio for a little bit and do a little mixing. Probably not very long, but we'll see. Right now you're listening to Lost by Luke Slater from his amazing album, Luke Slater's Seventh Plane. You won't be able to call me anymore because I'll be up out of here wrapping up what we're doing here in the station. But you can all reach out to me at Radio Lyceum, all one word, at protonmail.com if you feel so inclined. All right, so let's listen to the music. I'll see you guys next week. I keep on saying hopefully new content, but fingers crossed my housing search is over, so we'll be hopefully moving back up here and have less time commuting, which I do about couple hours a day right now, so it takes up a lot of my week. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. Keep on listening.
There's also a such thing as negative order and positive chaos.
We are living in a world filled with chaos and order, much of it negative on both counts. The widespread chaos of drugs, disease, and war have taken their toll on the planet, while political and corporate order threatens the freedom of not only the human body, but the mind as well. When the mind becomes slave to an order that would destroy its freedom and create chaos within the soul, it becomes necessary to disrupt that order, to destroy its power. There is a new chaos coming, one that has been growing over the past century, threatening to destroy all that the old order has built, threatening to create a new order that will have no respect for past, present, or future. A past that denies the pain of a people destroyed. A present that has no understanding of history and its role in the present, it will be destroyed. A future that does not include 4/5 of the world's population must be destroyed. Welcome to the destruction of order.